Without further ado,
from the peanut gallery,
would you like to introduce the speaker? It gives me great pleasure. I've seen this guy come in, and he's worked real hard to stay here, and I'm glad that he's going to be our 10-minute speaker tonight. Come on up, Benny from...
Any alcoholic. Thanks, Evan, for asking me to do this. I didn't really want to do it, but I guess that's part of the process. So, for me, it's like pretty much the same story as everyone else. You know, I started drinking at a young age, and it was like 16, and it started kicking off, you know, and then I drank throughout high school. My father was an alcoholic, so he didn't really, my parents didn't really know how to handle it, I guess. So I didn't really have much rules or much regulations. I was kind of just running wild. So I drank pretty heavily from there on, and most of the time it was just a party and a fun time. So I graduated high school. I started working. I got like a blue-collar job, HVAC, you know. And so when you're blue-collar, you hate your job and you go drink after work, you know. So I did that to the T, you know. All I did was go to work and drink and then fight with my girlfriend, you know. So yeah, I started drinking a lot, and then I went through relationships where, you know, I dated these girls that were innocent, so I could take advantage of them, and they didn't really understand what I was doing to the extent of what I was doing, and it was easier to hide things and be manipulative to get them to not say stuff to me, you know, or I could say like, oh yeah, I won't drink or do this, so I could just get them off my back for X amount of time until the next time I'm done, you know? But eventually the first one got tired of that, and so I didn't really deal with that one, and I jumped into another one, and same thing, I stopped drinking for that period of time for about like maybe 3 months, I think, but obviously it wasn't my choice. It was because someone else was telling me that I had a problem and I needed help, and I didn't believe in all that, so I did it for 4 months, and then it was like, oh, you're doing good, so you could have a drink, you know, when we go out, or you could drink a little bit here and there, you know? And then that was like all I needed to just kick it off. So yeah, then I had her, drank her out of the way. And then from there, honestly, I just isolated myself. I drank, you know, and I was very violent and angry and had a lot of pent up things that I didn't know how to deal with all throughout my life because, you know, my father was kind of distant. And so I didn't really know how to be a man or like, you know, I didn't know what to follow. So I was kind of just following what everyone else was doing and like their dad, you know. So yeah, I did that and then, so I got drunk and then, let's see. Yeah, I had my last drink where I had lost my girlfriend and then, yeah, I decided that I needed to, you know, come to the program and get in here and see if I could stop. But when I got here, I didn't jump all the way in, you know. I still had reservations of drinking later on or a later time in my life. And maybe I'll just get everyone to, you know, like me again, talk to me again, and then I get back to normal and do my thing for a while. So yeah, when I came out here, I think Lee says it that, hey, it's like a pool kind of, you know, and everyone's in it just swimming, or some people are struggling to stay above water, some people are doing laps, you know. And so when I got here, you know, I jumped in, but when I jumped in, I still had all my weight of like anxiety and fear and not knowing how to deal with life, you know. So when I got in, I just stunk, you know. I wasn't really here. I just started drinking, you know. I was in and out, in and out. And it was very hard for me to grasp. Like, I would listen, but I went, you know, I was just doing my own thing, you know. I had my own ideas still, and I had all that stuff. So where I would hear what you're saying, I'd nod at you. But then I'd go home, and it was all out the window kind of thing. You know what I mean? So I went in and out for about like 3 months or so. And then one day I just kind of had this weird, like, you know, I was really drunk and alone again, and, you know, upset, I was angry and sad and all these things. And I just, you know, I didn't like what I was in. So I made a decision, you know, I had to go back. And like I said, how I slumped because I was holding on all that stuff, you know, I had to let it go pretty much is what I had to do to stay here, you know. I had to give up completely. Like, I couldn't have any of my own little ideas or ways anymore attached to me. So I had to completely give up and I would just do whatever Lee told me to do pretty much. So that's my sponsor. So then I started making coffee, you know, going to all kinds of meetings and raising my hand for any commitment that would come up, you know, and I was doing that, and that's when it really, like, set in, you know, but then I started getting these fears of, I have to do this forever, you know, and I'm pretty young, I'm 25, you know, it's like, do I really need to be here? Is it really that bad? All these kind of things, you know, but then, yeah, like, David had a problem with it being that other way around, like he was too old. And then Luke was sharing with him and he was like, sorry David. But Luke had this thing where he was like, you know, you got here right when you needed to get here, you know? And your story up till now is going to matter to someone else. So that was kind of a good thing for me to hear. I just happened to be there, I think, when he was telling that. So yeah, now honestly, I just revolved my life around the group, you know, and I had to let go of everything, so I came back up to the surface, but I still don't got it, but stuff still weighs me down sometimes, you know, I get in my own head, I start thinking these bad thoughts, and that's usually when I'm, like, away from the group or away from my people, you know, and, like, hanging out with people in AA has been a big help to me, too, you know, sometimes the meetings don't work, you know, even though, I mean, they don't not work, but sometimes it's hard to think about the steps when you're out in the real world, you know. And here it's easy to, you know, preach all this stuff and say you're going to do it and do it, but when situations happen, it's hard to pause, it's hard to contemplate things in the moment, you know. But I still struggle with that a lot, but yeah, that's how I say it. It's just, I gave up everything. I have a lot of commitments, I stay close to the group, and yeah, so... Yeah, and then now, you know, my perception's changing as far as, like, my past life, you know. I look back at it and I see where I've done wrong. I've seen where I was wrong for manipulating people, and I have regret, you know. But if I get into that mode of all the stuff I did do, then it makes me want to leave, you know. It makes me feel not worth it. But, you know, that's the old me, you know. I have to let that go, just like I have to let go of everything else to be here every day, you know. My perception's changed on things, and like, as far as my father, you know, we weren't that close, but now I understand why, you know, because this shit's hard, like, this is not easy, it's not for, like, the weak, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do action, you can't just say you're gonna do it, or else, you know, people in here will call you out, too, if you're not doing it, you're preaching it, you know, but yeah, I try and walk like I talk, and just take everyone's knowledge for what it is, you know, all the people's time, because, you know, my ideas didn't work out, obviously. I was trying to stay close to you and do my thing and keep my head down and stay close to everyone. But, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's all I got. Pretty much just stay close to everyone and do the thing and keep your head down.
Alright, let's pray out. And let's give Brady another round of applause.